Existing emergence of western corn rootworm, Dibrotica virgifera LeConte, adults with a degree day phenology model closely tied to the development of corn. The rapid spread of Dibrotica virgifera LeConte after the introduction of atrazine herbicide in 1956 is well documented. Its subspecies now are key pests of corn in the U.S., Mexico, Central America, several provinces of Canada, and its arrival in Europe has made it a pest of major concern there. The life cycle and economic impact are well documented. We selected fields in the Texas High Plains near the towns of Etter, Dalhart, and Black that had been planted to full season corn hybrids for two or more consecutive years without insecticide treatment. The median corn planting date for the study area is April 14th, and the median corn VE or emergence date is May 3rd. In this region, corn requires supplemental irrigation, but during hot, dry years, there is insufficient moisture to prevent stress-related delays in corn emergence, root development, and growth stages. We recorded insect and climatic data from 1997 to 2006, we used a systematic random sampling design, deploying emergence and Farrakhan AM traps in four transects of five traps each per field. We recorded cumulative proportional emergence by sampling date every 3 to 9 days from onset through 99%. Automated weather stations in the Texas High Plains Evapotranspiration Network recorded hourly and daily climatic data, and we estimated missing temperatures by nearest date interpolation. We used the Ring and Harris 1983 model development protocol with 6 years of data from the town of Etter. We saved the rest of the data from Dalhart, Etter, and Black as an independent validation set. We calculated corn rootworm degree days by Gilmore and Rogers method, from which we subtracted Evett's corn stress degree days. We used the Barger method minus stress degree days for accumulated corn growing degree days, and we used the corn staging method of Ritchie et al. We determined the base temperature and starting date with Jackman's adaptation of Ring and Harris modified Arnold best fit procedure. Proceeding from a start day of 1 and ending at 170, we used iterative ANOVA to fit median and mean degree day sums from bases of 30 degrees Fahrenheit to 70 degrees Fahrenheit to median and mean dates of a specific point prediction of a proportional emergence event from onset to 99%. We chose the base temperature and starting date with the lowest root mean square error for the candidate model. We used nonlinear and ordinary least squares regression to select a candidate model from among 19 asymmetric sigmoid functions, choosing the one with the highest R-square and F and lowest root mean square error and probability of greater F. We found model parameters with nonlinear regression and cumulative proportional emergence on degree days. We synchronized the starting date for the model with a key stage of a full-season corn hybrid. Validation used the data saved from Dalhart, Etter, and Black. We chose 1/2 the maximum sampling interval as an acceptable prediction interval. We used the non-parametric method of Kuttner et al. For model validation because even the most robust F, T, and chi-square methods were inadequate for our prediction interval. We used the ratio of mean square prediction error, or MSPE, to model mean square error, or MSE model, to reveal bias. We expected a model predicting accurately to have smaller ratios than a model making significantly biased predictions. We superimposed predictions over observations to calibrate the method for random variability between observations and accurate unbiased predictions. We calibrated for early-late bias by increasing the bias of predictions incrementally from 10 days early to 10 days late. We compared the MSPE-MSE model ratios for the validation set to the calibration ratios. We expected ratios for a model predicting accurately to be lower than or equal to the two calibration ratios. We applied these results to the absolute prediction error in days and to the prediction interval. Ring, Jackman, and ANOVA gave us a 50 degree Fahrenheit base temperature and a start day of 112 or April 22nd from a point prediction of the onset of emergence developed with median degree days. The response surface plot shows the lowest root mean square error at 50 degrees Fahrenheit and day 112. The base temperature is near Korn's lower limit, and the starting date is only one day earlier than Etter's median VE date. However, the May 3rd regional VE date reveals a strong geographic bias. We eliminated this bias by starting degree day accumulation on the day of observed Korn emergence. This is when the major source of larval food begins to develop. We selected a modified Gompertz function as the candidate model. The table shows the top 10 functions and the selection criteria we used to pick the candidate model over other predictive models or prospective models. The candidate model had the highest R-square and F-statistic with the lowest root mean square error and probability of a greater F. The model with its coefficients defines an emergence curve plotted against accumulated degree days for both corn rootworm and a full-season corn hybrid. Emergence begins slightly before the VT or tasseling stage and reaches its peak shortly after R1 or silking. By the time corn reaches the R3 or milk stage, more than 90% of the adult population has emerged. Coefficients for the model are A, 96.5, a vertical scale parameter that controls the shape of the curve along the y-axis and establishes the model's upper reliability limit. The closer predictions come to 96.5, the less reliable they are. B, 6.0, is a horizontal scale parameter that controls the shape of the curve along the x-axis and determines the inflection points. C, 0.00404, is a shape parameter that controls the asymmetry of the model. Very small values of C produce a short, early tail of the curve. D, 4.0, is a shift parameter that controls the starting point. The results of calibration for random variability between observations and unbiased predictions show that the MSPE-MSE model ratios are less than or equal to 5.0941. The results of early-late calibration show that a model biased 4.5 days early or late has an MSPE-MSE model ratio less than or equal to 5.1819. The model is valid for all locations and years in the validation set. All MSPE-MSE model ratios are below 5.1819, the ratio associated with an early or late bias of 4.5 days, and they are also below 5.0941, the maximum ratio associated with predictions by an unbiased model. The results of validation also show that the model is accurate between 0.5 and 3.8 days, with an average error of 2.04. In all 11 location years of the validation set, predictions give corn producers ample lead time to implement monitoring and control measures. The model is reliable from onset to 80% cumulative proportional emergence and conforms to observed corn phenology. A scatter plot of observations shows that 89.7% are within the prediction interval. 116 occur on the date predicted. It also shows that the most of the prediction error outside the prediction interval occurs above 80% emergence, beyond 2150 growing degree days and the R3 stage of corn. Producers make most of their rootworm adult management decisions before this. Also, most of this error is associated with 9-day sampling intervals that occurred late in the season. In conclusion, the model gives corn producers in the Texas High Plains time to plan, implement, and carry out management decisions. Its synchronization with corn integrates pest management into the decision process for overall crop management. The model also is usable in adjacent regions of the southern Great Plains, wherever reliable site-specific climatic data are available. However, use outside the Texas High Plains will require field validation and possible adjustment of the model parameters. The model also demonstrates the fungibility of this approach in developing prediction models for other insects. Thank you. Any questions?